Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns. Today we're celebrating baseball's Bob Uecker. And we'll make our weekend football predictions. Yesterday, baseball's Bob Uecker passed away at the age of 90, just 10 days before he was turning 91 on January 26. One report indicated that Uecker had been diagnosed with small cell lung cancer about 2 years ago. Best known for his incredible, self-deprecating sense of humor, Uecker's baseball career was mildly successful, but still, his relative lack of success on the baseball field made for some of his own best jokes. After a 2-year hitch in the Army, Bob Uecker, the son of a Swiss immigrant, by the way, needed 6 years in the minor leagues to achieve his boyhood dream of playing Major League Baseball. In 1962, the catcher took the field for his own hometown Milwaukee Braves before that team moved to Atlanta. And for the next 6 seasons, Bob Uecker was primarily used as a reserve catcher for Major League teams in Milwaukee and St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Atlanta. And despite all the jokes about his hitting, he did have a modest 200 career batting average. Uecker was a better-than-average defensive catcher.
What was your batting average over
200.
The 200.
200 lifetime, a hard 200.
Home runs?
I banged 14 of them. When I wanted to, you know, it was one of those deals. If you want to hit a home run, you hit one. I laugh at guys now, you know, the guys hitting 300, 320. What do they got to look forward to next year, you know?
You wanted to kind of build.
Huh? Oh, you stay around 200, 201, 202. Maybe 2 or 3 RBIs, you got something to shoot for the next year.
He was tasked with handling knuckleball specialists like Hall of Fame pitcher Gaylord Perry. You might remember him. Those pitches would move erratically up and down, left or right, and often frustrate batters as they attempted to make contact. But the overlooked catcher often struggled just as much while he was trying to hold on to those pitches, too.
John, you remember when I talked about catching the knuckleball?
Right.
The easiest way to catch it was to wait until it stopped rolling and just pick it up.
I see, and there it is on the ground.
See the...
You're looking around for the ball there in that middle picture.
Then the umpire finally picked it up and gave it to me, and I made my throw.
You made your throw after that, huh?
Bob Uecker's sense of humor made him a favorite in the team's clubhouse at every different stop. A few years after being handed his final walking papers from the major leagues at age 34, Bob Uecker's gift of gab, though, helped him land the play-by-play job for his hometown Milwaukee's new baseball team, because the Braves had relocated to Atlanta back in 1966. The Milwaukee Brewers, originally founded in 1969, by the way, as the American League's Seattle Pilots, remember that? Came to town in April of 1970. And the next season in 1971, Bob Uecker began working in the radio booth for more than 50 years, calling games for his hometown Milwaukee Brewers.
Swinging a drive, right center and deep. Get up! Get out of here! Gone! For Fielder! He just hit a walk-off, and this one is over! Oh, what a shot by Fielder!
Bob Uecker became so beloved in Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin that he now has a statue in front of the team's ballpark and yet another one located in the upper deck bleacher seats. Yes, the stadium's Bob Uecker seat was created due to the popularity of a national beer commercial. The famous ad featured the lovable ex-major leaguer being relocated by the stadium usher to his proper seat. in the top upper reaches of the outfield bleacher seats. By the middle 1970s, The Tonight Show's Johnny Carson had helped to make Bob Uecker into a national celebrity with his frequent appearances on the show. And he was always able to get the host laughing with his wry humor. Carson dubbed Bob Uecker Mr. Baseball, and the name stuck. This propelled him into a series of those national TV commercials and even bit parts in movies like Major League.
Spawn, a juvenile delinquent in the offseason in his Major League debut. Into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball four. Ball eight. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches.
Today we're celebrating the life of one of sport's greatest personalities. I will weave a few Bob Uecker jokes into our weekly NFL and college football pick. Let's get started, batter up, with our first Bob Uecker joke. Hey, back in 1962, I was named Minor League Player of the Year. It was my second season in the big league. All right, football time. Saturday's NFL divisional playoff games are happening tomorrow. And game number one will feature the AFC's number 4 seed Houston Texans at number 1 Kansas City Chiefs. That game kicks off at 3:30 Central Time on ABC and ESPN. Have you noticed that the Houston Texans always seem to be playing Saturdays? The 2-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs are going to be 8-point favorites to send the Houston Texans back home again on Saturday afternoon. After having 2 weeks to get rested and heal some injuries, the Chiefs will have home field advantage for this weekend's game and, if they win, the AFC title game a week from now. The weather in Kansas City is going to be a big factor in the game. Kickoff temperatures at Arrowhead Stadium will be near 20 degrees and then falling during the game. With bitter north winds gusting at over 20 miles an hour, the stadium temperature is going to feel like it's in the single digits during this game. Did I mention that Houston plays its home games indoors? But will the Texans' defense be able to put some pressure on Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes like they did last week against the Chargers' Justin Herbert? And if so, this game could be a low-scoring defensive struggle and might just give the Texans a slight chance to win. My prediction? Kansas City Chiefs 20, Houston Texans 14. Time out for Bob Uecker. Here's another one. I signed a modest $3,000 bonus with the Braves back in Milwaukee, and my old man didn't have that kind of money to put out. Game number 2 on Saturday features NFC's number 5 seed Washington at number 1 Detroit Lions. That game kicks off at 7 p.m. Saturday on Fox. Former LSU Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Jaden Daniels does not play like an NFL rookie. With a well-rested Detroit Lions team ready to pounce, Daniels and his Washington teammates need to put up a lot of points to have a chance in this game, and they might. Detroit is a 9-point home favorite, and they're gunning for their first ever Super Bowl appearance this year. The excitement around Motown is a lot like we saw in New Orleans during the Saints' 2009-2010 trek to their first and only Super Bowl game. Jaden Daniels is going to have to put on a virtuoso performance in Detroit for his team to even have a chance to win. My prediction, Detroit 31, Washington 20. Time to remember Bob Uecker with another one. Yeah, baseball hasn't forgotten me. I go to the old-timers games and haven't lost a thing. I'll sit in the bullpen and let people throw things at me, just like old times.
That's the story of my life. No respect. I don't get no respect at all.
Time to move ahead for Sunday. Two games are on tap for you. First, the NFC number 4 seed Los Angeles Rams are at number 2 Philadelphia Eagles. Kickoff time 2 p.m. Central on NBC. Hey, get ready for some snow on Sunday. The National Weather Service gives Philadelphia a 70% chance of snow with 1 to 3 inches possible during this game. Oh yeah. The Rams and Eagles met in November in Los Angeles with Philly winning 37-20. With Saquon Barkley's MVP level running this season, the Eagles are going to benefit from the wintry field conditions and rowdy snowball-tossing home crowd on Sunday afternoon. So my prediction, Philadelphia 24, the Los Angeles Rams 14. Time for another Bob Uecker chuckle. When I would come up to bat with 3 men on base and 2 outs in the 9th inning, I'd look at the other team's dugout, and they were already in street clothes. Oh, Bob. Here's our 4th game of the weekend from the NFL. AFC number 4 seed Baltimore Ravens will be at number 2 Buffalo. That game kicks off at 5:30 p.m. Central on CBS. Most football fans expect this game to be the best one of the weekend, played in frigid and snowy conditions too. The nightcap game on Sunday features this year's 2 top MVP candidates. During the regular season, Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen passed for over 3,700 yards, 28 touchdowns, and only had 5 interceptions. He ran for over 500 yards and 12 more scores on the ground. Meanwhile, Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, who is the reigning NFL MVP, had a terrific year too. He passed for more than 4,100 yards, 41 touchdowns, and had only 4 interceptions. And Lamar Jackson added more than 900 yards on the ground and another 4 touchdowns to his resume this year as well. Turnovers will often be the determining factor in games of this magnitude. Both of these quarterbacks have a history of committing turnovers during key playoff games. It'll be fun to watch. The winner of this game is going to carry a lot of momentum heading into the AFC title game next weekend. My prediction? Buffalo 27, the Baltimore Ravens 20. And here's Bob Uecker on his meager pay while he played in the major leagues. I think my top salary came in 1966. I made $17,000, and $11,000 of it came from selling other players' equipment. We have one more football game to talk about today. That's Monday night's college football playoff title game between number 7 seed Notre Dame and number 8 Ohio State. Kickoff time is about 6:45 p.m. Central on ESPN. Now, despite their 14-1 record, the folks who estimate the outcomes of games have made Notre Dame a 9.5-point underdog in Monday night's game against Ohio State. Why? Well, the Big Bad Buckeyes, who are now 13-2, have rebounded from losing to then 6-5 rival Michigan in Columbus, Ohio, as a 20-point favorite. Ohio State has defeated 3 straight playoff teams, Indiana, Georgia, and Texas, using their new fast-paced offense and a very stingy defense. Ohio State's secret weapon has actually been offensive coordinator Chip Kelly. That same Chip Kelly who put the Oregon Ducks on the map about a decade ago. Chip Kelly left for the NFL's Philadelphia Eagles, but was fired in year number 3. He then took the top job at UCLA and spent 6 years there trying to recreate the success he enjoyed while coaching at Oregon. Coach Kelly surprised many by stepping down from UCLA a year ago to accept the offensive coordinator position at Ohio State this year. And the Buckeyes' offense has definitely benefited from Chip Kelly's up-tempo playbook. Combined with their tough defense, Ohio State is now peaking at the right time for the title game on Monday night. Meanwhile, Notre Dame, who are the winners of 13 straight games, have been solid all year on offense, defense, and special teams. The Fighting Irish, though, must establish a ball possession running attack Monday night. Remember, run, run, run if you're going to beat Ohio State and keep that offense off the field. And if Notre Dame executes that game plan, this could be a dandy final college football game for our season. So we're going to end today with one final Bob Uecker memory. Here it goes. I knew my career was over. In 1965, my baseball card came out with no picture on it. Rest in peace, Mr. Baseball. I'm Swamp Swami.
We thought we'd invite Bob to kind of reminisce about some of the great World Series games he's enjoyed watching from the grandstands, like a lot of us. Would you welcome Bob Uecker? Well, it's that time again, World Series time, and your heart must quicken.
Well, of course it is World Series time, and I guess, as I've said before, when the word baseball is mentioned, I guess my name would automatically come to your mind.
Yes, it does. I was watching the news the other night. It was kind of to the sports, you know, and it was kind of distressing to see. They did the final telecast from Washington. The Senators are going, I guess, to Texas, are they not? Yes. Washington Senators. They had about 1,000 people out for the final game, and it's going to be the first time in 73 years they said that Washington is not going to have a baseball. Is this going to be good for baseball?
Well, there's been a lot of moves that have taken place in baseball, but I think, you know, everybody talks about moving the team. In the case of Washington, I think they should leave the team there and move Washington.
Might have a point. I never looked at it that way. But...